Hello, hello. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest today is Temple. We're going to start by listening to a track from some music they brought in. Then we'll get into some interview and some live stuff, so stick around. This is Good on killradio.org with Temple. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Temple, and welcome to the show, and hello, Sharon.
Hi. Hi, John.
Thanks for coming in, and why don't we just start by breaking down sort of the dynamics of your group. What is the difference between Temple and Sharon Temple, the project versus the person, or are they one and the same?
Yeah, pretty much one and the same, I would say. Yeah.
So I just started out as a solo act, and you found some people to work with?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I started working with a producer to put together the CD, and then found members to join the band because I want to have, you know, live instruments. I don't want it to just be digital music,
Did it initially start for you as sort of an in-house, you know, studio production? Like, you had your lyrics and your songs, and then you had some beats written for you, and then you had to figure out a way to bring that into a live atmosphere?
Yeah, pretty much. I collaborated with Mark Jordan. I would bring in ideas of what I would want, you know, drum beats and sounds that I like and ideas of different styles that I like for each in particular song. And that's why they're all kind of different, you know. And then we would you know, come up with the final product together. It was fun.
Yeah. And who'd you bring with you today?
This is Kyle.
Hello.
Kyle's a guitar player.
And Kyle, how did you sort of get involved with Sharon's music?
We just kind of met through some mutual friends, and yeah, it just kind of took off from there.
Yeah, actually, Kyle was at one of my shows and totally dug my stuff.
Yeah.
And talked to me afterwards and said, hey, I'm interested in doing something with you. And I said, well, I need a guitar player.
Nice.
You want to play guitar? He's like, yeah. And it turns out he's great. So,
now that worked out well.
Yeah, he's on board now. It's awesome. And this is Morgan.
Hey.
And I don't, Morgan, what's your last name?
DeRuin.
So, Morgan DeRuin.
And Kyle, what's your last name?
Bergeson.
Okay.
That never came up?
Not yet. It did now.
Actually, she learned my name this morning.
Right.
How long have you guys been playing live, like as a unit? So it sounds like not very long then.
Yeah, we've been playing for about a month or so. But I'm actually the drummer, but I'm sitting in on acoustic guitar today, so it's pretty cool.
That's right.
So we'll get into why don't we do a live song, and then we'll talk about sort of how, you know, each of you came from, I'm sure, from different backgrounds than the electro vibe that Sharon brings to her music, and how you guys kind of like connect on the same level from these different influences. It should be pretty interesting.
Okay.
What would you like to play for us first?
We're going to do a song called Dazed.
All right. Whenever you're ready. My guest is Temple. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
Is what you get. They said you wouldn't, but you did. They said you can't, but you have. They say you won't, but then you do.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Temple, a.k.a. Sharon Temple, and her band.
Si, senor.
Wow. So, I mean, the first thing that you can tell from hearing this kind of stripped-down acoustic version of your electronic music is that this is actually rock music. And
right.
So how tell me about sort of taking those two worlds and making them your own. How do
Yeah. Well, it is categorized as electro-rock. Because I'm a rocker at heart. And I started singing with DJs in San Francisco. That was how I broke into singing originally. And I'm a dancer. So I started getting out there in the whole rave scene and dancing. Next thing I knew, I was singing, writing lyrics along to the music with the DJs. And And then I just, you know, I had this band. Actually, I had a band that was acid jazz after that. I was getting a little bored, and so I threw in some rock songs. And I'm like, you know what? I have to rock, man. You know? And so then I moved here, and I was like, this is what I want to do. I want to do electro rock. Throw the two together, combine it. You know.
So having your sort of, you know, background being comfortable with electronic music, and then bringing Morgan and Kyle into it. I'm assuming you guys are coming from more rock oriented backgrounds.
Oh yeah.
So that must have made it a lot easier for you then to sort of communicate what you wanted to do.
Yeah, they totally get it, and they love the dance element too. So.
Oh yeah.
And you know, a lot of rockers can't. They just don't get that part.
Yeah, I'm curious from your guys' perspective, like as rock musicians in an act that has an electronic element, there is, with some rock musicians, kind of a mental block, like, you know, once the idea that, you know, drum machines have no soul, that kind of thing. How do you guys kind of transcend that limitation?
Well, I'm actually the drummer, so I can transcend it because I listened to the record and I heard the elements of the rock music in there, and I realized that I could actually play these beats live. And, you know, it's just, I know dance music works because it really gets people moving, and, you know, you have to have command over your audience. And I think electro rock is a good way to, like, just break through that mold, you know?
Yeah, cool. And were you guys, both playing in other bands before you came in to the fold here?
Yeah, a while ago. I actually haven't been in a band for a number of years now. Last band I was with was a band called the Hate Junkies. We were kind of like glam punk metal. I think we broke up in, 2003.
You don't know when you broke up?
I don't really remember.
So you've been all over the spectrum now. So Shannon, tell me about how a song really starts for you. Do you get a tune in your head and then you add words to it, or do you get words in your head and then you add a tune to it?
It can go either way. Yeah. I've written both ways. Sometimes I'll bring a melody in and we'll work around that, and then sometimes it'll be like, I have no melody, let's just do the music, and then let's just get something going. You know, and see what, you know, like Too Many Men. I had no melody. I had the lyrics, and I started collaborating with this guy, and just as soon as I heard the music, the beat, this melody just came. It was instantaneously. You know, sometimes it's not so easy. You know, sometimes it takes a little longer. That's not so, like, I don't know. That was kind of a great, you know, feeling to have it just automatically be there.
Do you tend to, you know, do you start out kind of going out of your way to say, okay, this is going to be a dance song, or this is going to be a rock song, or do the songs kind of, as you're working on them, inform you what they're going to be?
No, I definitely kind of know I have a direction on each. So far, I've had a direction on these. Yeah. And even with my last band, I'd be like, okay, I kind of want to do a song with a reggae feel, you know? Mm-hmm. So I've always kind of had a direction when I started a song, and it was like that with all these on my CD.
Now you brought in some tracks for us to play. Why don't we go to another one of these tracks?
Okay.
Is any of this music available yet, or is this from a forthcoming album?
Yeah, it's coming out in like about a month.
Oh, cool!
Yeah, and it'll be on iTunes, available on iTunes, and the whole shebang.
Yeah, and everywhere. Yeah.
Right.
What should we play next?
Let's see.
Which one is that?
Let's do Holy Ground.
Okay, cool. Track here. All right, you're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Temple. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Lying in the hot sun. Oh, baby, lying at your feet on the hot concrete. Love hangs over me now. Your face too dark to see now. Flesh covers me now. Love hangs over me now. Right on, baby, slide on, baby. Right on, baby, glide on, baby. Right on, baby, slide on me,
back on Is Good on killradio.org, hanging out with Temple and talking about putting together all these different sounds. And tell me a little bit about recording this album and getting it ready for release. What was that process like for you?
Well, it was fun. It was quick. It seemed like it went really fast at first. We finished six songs in probably 4 months. Something like that.
And is the album just, you know, your vocals and produced beats, or are there a lot of live instrumentation as well?
Everything's live. Everything's live. There's digital drums. There's digital bass on some, but he also threw in fills. He's my producer is actually a drummer.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, his first instrument. But he also played the guitar and the bass, you know, so he was throwing in live stuff. It was awesome, you know.
Now when you took, you know, your concept and put it out into the world as a live act and said, you know, mm-hmm. Hey everyone, I'm Temple, what was that like? What was the first experience like for you? Was it nerve-wracking, or were you already pretty comfortable because you'd been singing along with these DJs and stuff before?
Yeah, I'm comfortable. And the thing is that the music just drives me, you know. So I don't, you know, I'm stoked if the people love it, but I'm up there because I love it, you know. And I'm doing it because I really feel it, you know. And I just want people to get that, the energy from me, you know, and from my band.
Were there any challenges in the, you know, when you were starting with the live act? And in some ways, because you have new members with you, you're starting again. Mm-hmm. In getting your music to translate to the LA independent, you know, bar venue scene?
The hardest part is actually getting a gig.
Just getting a gig at all? Once you get it, it works?
Once I get it, it's off the hook. People are just like, what? they love it.
Do you think people have, like, maybe some of the difficulty is that people have preconceived notions about your genre? That this is, oh, well, that's not going to work. You know
what? People don't really know what they're listening to. They think they're listening to rock, I think, you know? Mm-hmm. And they're like, whoa, but it kind of has a dance. It's a dance, rock with the dance element, mm-hmm. you know? And I don't know. What did you think, Kyle, when you were at the show?
I just thought you guys really kicked ass.
Bueno, bueno.
Well said.
Yeah.
You know what? On that note, why don't we jump into a live song? I think
all
it's
right,
perfect
that
segue.
Good. All right.
What are you going to play for us now?
Next, we're going to do a song called Too Many Men.
All right. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is Temple.
Too many men, so little time. I can't decide. So many men, too little time. Make up my mind. 'Cause you think you got what it takes to please me. You think you got what it takes. Well, it ain't easy. You think you got what it takes to please me. You think you got what it takes. Now it ain't easy. Well, come on, baby, with your loaded gun. Don't you leave. Get in line. So many men, too little time. Oh, baby, take a number. 'Cause you think you got what it takes to please me. You think you got what it takes. Now it ain't easy. You think you got what it takes to please me. Think you got what it takes, boy, it ain't easy.
Listening to Is Good. My guest is Temple. Sharon, you are a dirty, dirty girl. So aside from that song, which is obviously about abstinence-only education, tell me a little bit about the themes that you come back to a lot in your lyrics, in your work.
Oh, that's an interesting question.
Sex pot.
Yeah.
Sex and pot or sex pot?
a lot of sexual innuendos, I do believe.
Yeah. And is that, is that connected to the fact that we're talking about a genre about, you know, about dance music, or is there something else besides that? I mean, is it just go hand in hand with dance music, or?
Yeah, pretty much, you know, I mean, I've had sex, so I kind of can draw from that.
What's it like?
So I don't hear too much depressing lyrics with this kind of music. Mm-hmm. Just Us Three kind of borderlines on that. But truthfully, if I were to put like most of my lyrics that I just like, you know, my writing, a lot of it's kind of dark, you know. So this I have to think about. It doesn't come like, this is not something, it just comes out like when I'm writing, you know.
So sort of left to your own devices, you'd be writing music that doesn't really lend itself to dancing, and you have to kind of modify it to get it into that groove. That's interesting.
Yeah. Which is kind of, you know, it's also fun because it's a challenge, you know.
Sure.
Because I'm like, okay, I have to force myself to think a different way and write something completely different that naturally comes out, you know.
And so as part of that, sort of defining what the temple sound is, do you sometimes start with a song and go, you know, this might be a great song one day, but it's not temple?
Yeah, that's true, yeah. But, you know, I kind of put it on the shelf for maybe another project.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like I said, I had an acid jazz band.
Right, so, and you've been in all these different, you know.
Narcotic.
Yeah. So, you know, I've touched on other genres.
Your audience reaction, either in the live shows or to listening to your tracks, has that informed you of sort of, you know, what you're doing right or what direction to keep going in? Or
yeah, definitely. They dig the whole, you know, sex vibe.
So do you feel that, you know, besides writing for yourself, you're also writing for your targeted audience? You have a sense of who you're writing for?
Yeah, to a degree, you know, definitely. And it also captures like who I am live, you know, because I'm a dancer and I get down. So you have to come and check that out. That doesn't come across on the CD.
No, I would think not.
You know?
What makes for a great live performance for you? Is it just, do you base it on whether or not you had a great time, or do you base it on other factors like the audience reaction or the technical aspects of it? Or?
Oh, gosh. I think all those elements, you know, are important. First of all, it's good if you have an audience.
That helps. That's a good start.
You know, so some of the venues, you know, it's hard to get people out there. I wish people would be more out for live music here in LA.
And it's a catch-22 because it's hard to get the gigs without saying, oh, I have a draw of whatever.
Right.
And then how do you get that draw if you're not out gigging all the time?
That's right. Yeah, totally. So I'm an avid fan. So I am out there all the time. I'm out there. I go out by myself all the time because I can't find anybody to go with me. People are like, no, I'm going to stay home, you know, so I go out. I want to see the music. I want to see what's happening. I want to hear the music.
Yeah, I know. I see you pop up at random Is Good Music Presents shows. And,
yeah.
You know, that's,
yeah.
I mean, it's true. If people don't go out, they have no business complaining that there's no scene.
And they don't know what they're missing because there is great music out there right now.
Yeah.
And it's just really incredible. You're putting on some great shows.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
One band, I mean, I think besides us, that I think everybody out there should go check out is a band called She Died. They rock.
Yeah, they're good. I heard that. You sent me that link.
It's a friend of mine's band.
All right, cool.
Yeah, they're pretty intense. Thanks for that plug there, Kyle. Yeah, they're like, hey, wow, all right.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm just, you know, I wish more people had that same attitude that I have, you know, because when I moved here, I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, man, I'm going to go see this band. She wants revenge. And I was like, oh, no, I didn't get the tickets. I'm going to miss it. It's sold out, you know. No. Are you kidding me? I think I got the tickets 2 days before the show, not sold out.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what the hell? What's this about? You know, because where I lived, you know, shows sold out like that. And I came from Santa Cruz. I moved here from Santa Cruz and via San Francisco. So you know, then I noticed that was like a ongoing thing. Like every time I would want to go to see this band that was off the hook,
they were totally accessible.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, what is going on here? And of course I was so happy because I'm kind of a procrastinator, so
right. Like, so you got in at the last minute.
This is working good for me, but you know, so that's what I have to say about, like, get out there, people. There's some great stuff out there, you know.
Let's listen to another track from your CD.
Yeah.
What do we have up here? My Head Spins, I think, was the next one we were going to play. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. We'll be right back with more Temple. Back on Is Good on killradio.org, trying to figure out the indie music scene. We should have it all wrapped up for you by the end of the hour, but in the meantime, let's just talk about Sharon Temple and her music. Describe for our audience what the live act looks like now, because you're combining rock instrumentation with electronic beats with vocals. What would someone expect to see when they come to see a live Temple show?
Wow, well, it seems to be kind of what's happening right now when I go out to see other bands that are doing the same style, same genre, electro rock. What's going on is we are all organic, but we also have the digital beats along with the live drum beats. So you get that feel of the club feel, but you also get the slamming, intense,
right,
you know, live drums that actually goes up into your gut, you know what I mean?
And are these digital beats coming from like a backing track, or are they coming from some sort of, you know, synthetic drum machine?
No,
or
backing
live?
Track, yeah. For now.
is that you say for now, meaning maybe in the future you're going to be working with some turntablism or something like that?
Yeah, I would love to add that in. Yeah, that's always been my like fifth member, you know, bringing a DJ.
Awesome.
Yeah, totally.
Now, I know you recently had an incredible show at Silver Lake Lounge. You were telling me about it. We were hanging out the other day.
Yeah.
Describe for me what was so incredible about it. What made you... I mean, it sounded like it was a really... As an artist, like it was a really motivating experience for you.
Yeah, it was. Oh, man. I think because I felt... Well, first of all, the music went off really perfectly, and... I felt like I was captivating the audience, and everybody was just kind of there, you know, they weren't running around getting drinks. Everybody was like watching and just, you know what I mean? Right, Kyle?
Yeah.
Kyle was there.
And were those people that you had invited who were there for you, or they were people who were there and then got sucked into what you were doing because they were there.
Yeah, exactly. And the other bands. The other bands were loading in and out, and they stopped loading in and out. They stopped. Wow. And they stood and watched. And I was like, oh, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
that's
actually, what I'm talking about. I was doing the sound for the previous band, A Nervous Splendor. And then I just kind of hung out and, you know, decided to stay for Sharon's band. And I ended up really loving it.
Cool. Yeah. You guys want to? Yeah, please.
Oh. I was going to say happy Cinco de Mayo. Buenos tardes. And that's it.
Oh. Awesome. All right. So let's jump into a live song then.
Okay. Sounds good.
What are we going
to
do now?
We're going to do a slower one. It's called Falling.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Temple.
Every time you leave, you take a piece of me, and every time you go out the front door, all I wanna know is when I'll see you again, all I wanna know is when you'll be back, all I wanna know is where this is going, baby. Falling so hard for you, I'm trying so hard not to, I'm tell me that you're mine, softly in my to the feeling that you deny, and all I wanna know is when I see you again, all I wanna know is when you'll be back, all I wanna know is where this is going, baby, and I wonder if we will last.
Nice. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Temple. MySpace.com/Temple? Is that
actually
accurate?
No, it's my name, Sharon Temple.
Sharon Temple? Slash Sharon Temple?
Yeah, you have to do the whole Sharon Temple.
And is that the place to go for the most up-to-date information?
Yes. Yes, that's it. MySpace cool. has 5 songs in it right now, and pretty soon I'll have my songs, my CD, so you can buy it.
So you said that's going to come out in about a month or so, yeah. And it'll be all over the internet and so forth. And yeah, I guess you'll be selling it at shows.
Yeah, I'm having the graphics done right now. They're almost done. And then I have to have the CDs printed. So.
And I guess one of the fun things you get to do with dance music, too, is have some other artists jump in and do remixes and things for you.
Are
you going to do some of that?
Oh, I'd love that. That would
release
be great.
Some singles and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. Bring it on.
And then as you're putting this album together, are you continuing to write new material? Are you the sort of artist that... Like, do you like to get the album done and then promote that, or do you continuously write?
Yeah, well, because I'm writing. Because that CD's done, the music's done, you know? So I don't have to think about that anymore. All I have to do with that now is perform it. But yeah, I want to add on more. I only have 8 songs, so I need more songs. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I actually am collaborating with these two, and there's a couple other members that aren't here right now that I work with also. I have a bass player.
Do you sort of set aside a time to write, or do the songs just come, you know, as they come, as you're inspired?
Yeah. It like I said before, all different. It's different all the time, you know. Like somebody might have an idea and then I can throw something on top of it, or I might have an idea and then they add something to it. You know what I mean? So it's collaborating. Somebody starts with something, and it's, sometimes it's me and sometimes it's them, and you know, so.
What, in your estimation, would be an example of something that you don't want to do? Like, you know, because like you're moving forward, you know, mm-hmm. you put your band together, you're releasing music, and you're going to get pushed in a bunch of different directions, particularly as a genre crossing uh-huh. band.
Okay.
Are there any things that you have in mind of like directions you don't want to go into, or fads you don't want to fall into, that mm-hmm. might be easy traps for you as an up and coming artist?
Oh gosh, I've never thought about that. That's a good question.
There's no right answer. It's just, yeah.
You know what? I don't know. I
couldn't see us doing rap.
Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're saying? Something like that?
Well, that could be an example. Like, okay. It's very popular now to throw in a rap interlude
with
someone who's on the same label as you, for example.
Oh,
you know,
right.
That might be something you might not want to do with your music.
Yeah, right. No. Yeah, rap. I like rap. I don't have anything against it, but that's not going to...
You don't see that fitting in with it?
No.
Yeah. So do you think you're still developing, you know, your sound? Is this something that's going to be more and more concrete as time goes by?
Yeah.
So you're open to new ideas, but not all new ideas.
Definitely. Well, I mean, to a certain degree, like I'm, you know, basically what I think is happening is I'm getting deeper into the dance element of it. And because you can always throw the rock on top of it, you know, mm-hmm. the live instruments, but I'm getting deeper into the feel of the dance music, I think. So that's kind of, what I've been noticing, like wanting to do more synth sounds and stuff like that, you know.
And different producers that you work with are going to have different influences on, you know, their style.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, throw some really like hard guitar on top of it. I really like that, you know, like I dug Peaches, you know, with her AC/DC mm-hmm. ripoff, you know, she took AC/DC riffs, threw them on top. I was like, that is great. And you know, she's a big influence. She's on my front page, and that's why, because mm-hmm. her music has been a big influence for me.
Do you see yourself looking for like label interest, or is this an independent act and all the way through?
You know, it's like if the right thing came along, but I'm not looking for it. Mm-hmm. No. Because, you know,
they know where to find
things,
you.
things have changed, you know, the whole music thing has changed. And it's not about, I hope I get signed. It's about getting your music on MySpace and getting it out there to people, you know, so that they can hear it and seeing what happens from there, you know.
Artists working for themselves.
Right. Yeah.
I think begging to be signed is like begging for a pack of wild dogs to come chew off your arm.
Well, I grew up in the country, so that makes I've been there. I know exactly what that's like.
That's awesome.
I think in the mid-90s, the industry totally like changed. It was all about marketing, you know? Yeah. Took a total dive.
Yeah.
Well, and with the technology now, it's like you really can produce your own album. You can distribute it internationally via iTunes and so forth.
You want to know what I really feel is, man, I just want to get out there live. You know, that's all I care about. You know, I just want to get on stage and perform all the time.
Describe for me these kind of two worlds for you then. I mean, as again, we're talking about something that is heavy on the production side, because we are talking about electronic dance music,
yeah.
and you have this very strong live performance. They're two totally different animals, and yet they're connected. Tell me about how they kind of interact with one another. How much of you is the recording artist? How much of you is the live performer?
Okay, now, you know, that's why I think I had to throw the rock in there, because I was not feeling it with the DJs. I couldn't go there like I wanted to, you know? And just like channeling the music, you know what I mean? And when the live instrumentation came in, that was it. It was all over. I was like, okay, this is it. This is what's missing, you know? And So that basically.
Do you have any shows coming up in the near future?
Hopefully. I'm working on one for Spaceland. That should be in like, I don't know, within the next 2 months.
All right, cool. So people should go to myspace.com/Sharon Temple, and you'll probably put there first when the album is available. Is there any music that's available for download yet or anything? Or they should just go there and listen to it?
No, you can just go there and listen to it. And, you know, you can add it if you want to your friend page. I don't argue with that one.
That's it. Sharon Temple will not deny your friend request.
That's right.
So we'll leave with that. We'll just play one more track off your CD.
Yeah.
Guys, thanks so much for coming in and hanging out.
Thank you,
Temple
John.
Rocks.
Thanks
great.
For having us.
Right on. This is really good.
This will be available for download later today from myspace.com/thisisgood. It'll also be integrated into Temple's profile on isgoodmusic.com. So check it out. Here's one more track for you. It's called Let's Go by Temple.
I feel the weight of your stare from across the room. Why don't you come over here? Yeah, walk across the room. No matter what your sign, the stars can see, planets are aligned. Yeah, baby, it's our time. Just because we hesitate, don't stop, is what we feel. Don't stop, is what we feel. Now you're here, hearts palpitate. Let's go by what we feel. Let's go by what we feel. Yeah, boy, you know.